Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, more businesses across Southern California are allowed to reopen today, but some in LA County still can't. We have pretty strict regulations. Let's get more live from Harbor City this morning. A gym there, KNX 1070's John Barrett.
People have been sitting in their cars. One woman says she's been here for over an hour waiting for the LA Fitness to open here. And in fact, it looks like it just opened a couple of minutes ago. They were itching to get in and start working out again. Gyms are on the list around the state. And here in LA County, bars and movie theaters, though, are not because of concerns about the spread of the coronavirus. But people tell me they've been packing on the pounds. They can't wait to hit the gym.
So I'm here still waiting. And then I guess everybody is waiting just to work out and to burn the calories that we gain all this quarantine, like 20 pounds.
But movie theaters and bars, like we said, are not on the list. It's too soon, according to LA County health officials, at least here in LA County. She's not happy about that at all.
I don't know. It's just like, you know, economy has to come back and everybody has to do their normal life. And we were, you know, like everybody's waiting for that.
And she says as soon as the bars and theaters reopen, she's there. Reporting live in Harbor City, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Insurance standing in the way of Hollywood getting back into production.
California gave the okay for the industry to get back to business today, but Variety executive editor Stephen Gatto says there's a slight problem.
Having the state tell you you can do something doesn't mean you can insure something. And there is the rub.
Gatos tells KNX none of the production companies they interviewed can start today because they can't get insured. He says they need it, especially during the pandemic and with millions of dollars on the line.
It is extremely risky to bring a bunch of strangers together in close proximity and try to produce something to make money and then discover that 10 of them are incredibly ill or worse.
Gato says production in Hollywood may not pick back up until the end of the year or early 2021 unless there's a solution to the insurance issue or a vaccine for COVID-19. Karen Adams, KNX 1070.
There's another video coming out of Torrance with the same woman hurling racial insults. Remember it was the jogger at the park? Well, now it's a man who says he was blasted by the woman while he was at the same park with his son.
You're gonna get kids are gonna get
respect.
This is my
get in respect, lady.
This is my
did you finish college?
And this is from my government.
Did you finish
go
college?
Home.
Another person who visited the park told CBS2 that the same woman attacked her in a restroom last fall when she tried to stop her from verbally abusing a cleaning lady.
She comes out and physically shoves me to the ground. I literally fall to the ground and she points at me and says, "You better not get up. Or else."
Torrance police said to be looking into the incidents. The latest video is on our website, KNX1070.com.
And protesters have called to defund the LAPD in the wake of the killing of George Floyd and accusations of police brutality during the protests. A city council member has defended the police.
Former police officer and current L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino says defunding the LAPD is the wrong way to go.
I would focus more on something that we talked about with Community Safety Partnership Program, how we reorganize, restructure a police department that builds trust between the police officers and the community that has results.
He also says reducing the number of officers is a bad idea.
If we were to cut 8,000 cops, when somebody calls 911, the dispatch operator is going to say, thank you for your call, but I'm going to send my prayers and thoughts with you. I can't send anybody out.
He says the LAPD does need some reform, though. He made the comments at an online town hall with the Chamber of Commerce. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Pasadena City Council has ended its opposition to looking at how the city oversees the police department. Public Safety Committee is going to study alternatives, including a civilian oversight commission. They're supposed to bring a report to the city council within a couple of months.
Homelessness continues to climb in the city and the county.
Both are seeing double-digit increases just as they did last year. The county's homeless population is up close to 13% to more than 66,000. The city's is up 14% to more than 41,000.
Our homeless services system is helping more people than ever. But again, we have to continue to go upstream to stop the inflow into homelessness.
Heidi Marston, executive director of the LA Homeless Services Authority, says while tens of thousands of people were housed over the past year, close to 83,000 others became homeless. So unprecedented housing efforts are falling far behind what's needed. And the grim statistics are based on a count that was done before the coronavirus crisis hit LA County. One bright spot, both the city and county are sheltering greater percentages of their growing homeless populations. Claudia Piscuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An LA County Sheriff's deputy is in the hospital, but is expected to recover after being hit and dragged by an SUV. It happened last night in Santa Clarita. He'd pulled his car over based on a felony warrant when the driver suddenly ran into him and then took off. The driver is now the focus of a search after abandoning the SUV in Newhall.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.